I'm Lindsay Mustang, and this is the Career Design Podcast, made for driven, ambitious, square pegs and round holes type professionals who see things differently and challenge the status quo. We obliterate obstacles and unlock hidden pathways to overcome and succeed where others have not. Stagnation feels like death, and we are unwilling to compromise our integrity and settle for being average in any way. We are the backbone of any successful business, and those who overlook our potential are doomed to a slow demise. We do work that truly matters, aligns with our purpose, and in turn, we make our lasting mark on the world. We are the dreamers, doers, legends, and visionaries who are called to make our most meaningful contribution and love what we do. Welcome to the Career Design Podcast. I am so freaking excited about this next guest. This is one of my best friends, and her name is Mindy West. Let me tell you a little bit about her. I actually call her Magical Mindy West because she has absolutely transformed my life. Now, Mindy and I met actually in one of the high-end masterminds I joined in 2018. And to say that she has been like the accelerant and catalyst to my growth is probably the understatement. In fact, I think on her website, I'm one of her top testimonials. And I think I said, if you hate money, then you shouldn't listen to her, because she just has this amazing way of learning how to turn inside, look at what your money blocks are, and help you invite prosperity and abundance into your life. So I'm so excited to introduce you to her today.
Thank you, Lindsay. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, do you mind giving us a little background on you?
For my whole life, I have been obsessed with money, and I just love working with money. My parents joke that my first word was cash, and so it's been an obsession. And as I've gotten older, I just started looking at like, how can not just me, but like, how can me and the people around me start creating more money? And is that from jobs? Is it from systems? And is it from strategies? And like, yes, absolutely. Is it from creating businesses? Absolutely. But ultimately, I found that prosperity, it comes from within. It comes from the way that we're vibrating, the way that we're feeling. It comes from like more than our mindset. It's not just in our mind, it's in our whole body. And when we can attune ourselves, align with prosperity and with abundance, that's when everything starts showing up. That's when the systems and strategies become clear. That's when we're attracting those opportunities to us. We become prosperous and abundant.
And I want to introduce the idea that abundance in your life is actually, money is the tool. It's the vehicle to create the things, but abundance is in everything. So in joy and love and in financial freedom, that money is just a tool that we can use to create that, right?
Absolutely. Money is this sacred tool of exchange and nothing more. It's never about the dollars or the cents or your Bitcoin or whatever you have. It's about that tool that gives you freedom. For me, my biggest value is freedom, and it's time freedom. It's location freedom. It's the ability to be with who you want to be with and be able to create that from within. So money comes as that catalyst, but it's not the end goal. The end goal is your happiness, really, your happiness and your lifestyle, your ability to enjoy this life that you've been given.
Absolutely. Oh, I love that. Well, I think one of the things that's really interesting is that you take a look at healing really from the inside out and looking to yourself as your own source of inspiration and of answers, correct?
Yes, definitely. I have gone through such a journey from finding everything within, and I was incredibly prosperous, to being told like, oh no, that's not right. You need to talk to your angels, talk to your guides, talk to this, talk to that, like get all the information from outside of you. And that was a huge fail for me. I will say like, there's been a big, it was an interesting experience, but as soon as I started looking outside of myself, everything fell apart. And I've come back around to how do you work with the healing, with the spiritual dimensions, but ultimately finding all your answers inside of you, because we are our own source of abundance. We have like this internal knowing that when we can clear off all the blocks, when we can clear off what everyone else is saying, when we can disconnect from the collective ideas and really truly get into ourselves. And that's what the healing is about. The healing is about getting into your own knowing and your own guiding light. That's when we become prosperous in a way that is, it's really beyond our imaginations, right? Because we're creating everything exactly as as we desire, right? Without the influence of others.
Oh my gosh. And I'm just going to say that as somebody who I, not only is Mindy my really good friend, she is my money mindset coach, and everything that I do with her, I mean, it just wields incredible results. In fact, I'm going to just give a shout out to one of her courses, which is Dimensions of Prosperity, which has literally transformed my life. In fact, I just closed a $200,000 deal after going through that course. She absolutely changes your existence on this plane. So I want to talk a little bit about how can you turn into internal healing?
Yeah. Isn't that the big question, right? So for me, I have several tools in my tool belt, but I really love working with plant medicines to work with it, because plant medicines, they facilitate our opening. They facilitate our awakening. They facilitate us being able to see what's going on inside of us and to release it. Like, plant medicines have that amazing ability both for both to help us, like guide us to connecting to our internal knowing, and to release what's going on around us that is keeping us from that, right? They are the biggest healers that we have on this earth, in my opinion, because that's what they do. That's what they're meant to do. They're meant to heal us, right? And so I love working with plant medicines. And also, you can never discredit meditation, yoga, exercise, anything that just gets you out of your own head and into your body, into your physical body. And that's when those insights come up. Like, so often what's blocking us is something that someone said 3 years ago, or some idea that we have that we created in childhood. The top money blocks are, I'm not good enough. Who am I to do this? I don't deserve this, right? So we've created all these stories around, I'm not good enough. Who am I to do this? I don't deserve this. And when we can start peeling back where those stories came from, where they originated, that those aren't actually true. And using plant medicines is the fastest way. There's definitely other ways, but it's the fastest way to go through that process and getting back to what our truth is. That's, to me, that's what healing is.
I love that. So talk to me about, so I think plant medicines can be taken a lot of different ways. So talk to me about some of your favorite plant medicines.
Yeah. Well, my very favorite plant medicine would be cacao. And I absolutely love cacao. So for those of you that don't know, cacao is like unprocessed chocolate. It's basically the cacao beans that have been ground into a paste and then you can drink them. I like cacao as a daily practice. And what it does is it opens up your heart. It opens up your channels of creativity, of flow. It's a very feminine energy. So it's great if you're an artist, a writer, or just looking for more innovation in your business, in your career, and what the next step is. It really opens up those channels. And cacao is something that you can use and drink every day. I drink it instead of coffee. It's just a super nourishing plant medicine. And it's delicious. So
it is. Oh my gosh. So I drink cacao every day. And I love what you say, that this is not that coffee is like the energy of anxiety and cacao is the energy of abundance.
Right. So yeah, let's go into the history of cacao. Definitely cacao back in the Mayan and Aztec times was actually used as a currency. Money grew on trees. The cacao beans were the currency, and cacao has that frequency of abundance, of that prosperity, right? Like literally money and love and heart opening. So one of my big missions with cacao is that I think if every mother, you're a mom, I'm a mom. If every mom drank cacao in the morning instead of coffee, she started with heart opening instead of anxiety. She started with love instead of like fear, which is what anxiety ultimately is. How different would she treat her children, right? How different would those children treat the other kids at school? How different would those kids treat their parents when they went home? How different would those parents treat their spouses, right? Like, it's beyond, you know, financial prosperity. It's really about changing the way we feel and we treat other people. And that always has a positive impact on our lives and the lives of everyone around us.
I love that. And if you have never had a chance to drink pure ceremonial grade cacao, it makes you feel amazing. I can't even describe what it does because it is just this incredible full body experience. It just makes you feel, and it doesn't take you out of your body at all. It just makes you feel gratitude and love. And it's just this transforming experience that you can invite every single day by just indulging in chocolate. And let me be really clear, how powerful is the cacao when you compare it to like blueberries, which is a superfood?
Yeah, it's significant. I want to say it has 40 times more antioxidants than blueberries, though don't quote me on that. I'll have to fact check that. But it is, it's an incredible antioxidant. It's very high in magnesium and iron. It is so good for your body. It's one of those foods that, like, if you were stranded on a desert island and you had nothing else to eat, you could live on cacao alone because it has those nutrients that you need to survive as a human. And so it's one of the most like healthy, powerful superfoods that we have on the physical level as well as on the energetic level.
I love that. Well, there's also another practice that I use every day, which you introduced me to, which is using essential oils. So true plant medicine, which I don't think people understand that essential oils are actually healing mechanisms, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, they're the essences of the plant, right? I think for the last, 10, 15 years in marketing, we stopped, we hear essential oils, essential oils, essential oils. And I love working with the essential oils on the energetic level for aligning my chakras, right? I can put essential oils on each of my chakras and within 2 minutes, I feel like this amazing alignment and I don't have to worry about going through and spending 20 minutes in meditation, cleaning and clearing and none of that. It's just the plant medicines come in and they do the work for us. That's what I love so much is I'm a big fan of efficiency, right? And so that's why I love plant medicines because they do the work for us to just put our bodies into alignment with our soul's essence, with where we are, what we need to do today. So it's really fascinating, like how the tingling of your body starts and it just, you can feel it, right? All you're doing is putting a drop on each area of your body that each chakra. And it's incredible to feel that go through your body and feel how it like basically moves everything into alignment.
I know. I always like to say I have a love affair with wild orange because it is so amazing. And I think that one of the things I want to introduce here is that the medicines that we have in Western society, they didn't just come out of a lab. Where were they inspired from, Mindy?
Plants.
Right? This is a misconception of true programming from the collective consciousness is that the where this originated was in plants. Now plants are in their most original form, but we have commercialized it and caused it to be so much more strong because we've literally numbed ourselves with the food, the things that we eat and the things that we choose to ingest in our bodies. We can't actually get as much benefit out of it. So we spend a lot of time clearing our energy, clearing some of the crap out of our body. That way we can actually feel some of the impact of plants, but really everything that we do inside of Western medicine started from plants.
Yeah, it is. I always think the Amazon jungle is the biggest pharmacy our world has, right? And I know one day in my future, it will be exploring more of the plant medicines down there. Like I have this whole vision of I call it jungle-ceuticals. It's kind of my joke in my head. Like how can I go and work more with the indigenous population to learn what they're doing with the plant medicines and then bring it to more Western medicine. And that is a tangent.
Yeah, I love that though. So I'll give you one little small story is that my kind of path around essential oils was I had this skin virus, this really viral skin virus that it created like these like welts on your body. And I had gone to the doctor and had them freeze it off. So I have scars on my arms from where they had to use liquid nitrogen to freeze it. And the thing is, it didn't do anything. And I got an essential oil blend and I was able to use that. And within a month, everything cleared up. I've never had a reoccurrence. And that's when I realized that really, like, this is actual medicine. And if we started to invite the idea that we can go back to the source of which was true healing, it's right inside of the earth, that we can embrace that natural idea of how we can heal ourselves, which is really through things like cacao and essential oils.
Yeah, it's really incredible.
Well, Mindy, if somebody wanted to learn more about you, where would they go?
So you can go to mindywest.co/ prosperity if you want to check out Dimensions of Prosperity, and lovecacao.com. So love, C-A-C-A-O.com is where you can get all of your cacao needs met and learn more about cacao. And you're also welcome to just email me, send me a message.
I love that. Thank you so much for coming on today, Mindy. You are amazing. Thank you for changing my life. I am so thankful for you.
Oh, thank you, Lindsay.
Okay, we'll talk soon.
Bye.